Hey guys, welcome to the Glam Mom Social, where we empower women, work on self-love and self-acceptance. Today's episode 3 of the Glam Mom Social, and today we're talking about mom guilt and all the fun stuff that comes with it. So stay tuned. Welcome to Glam Mom Social, episode 2, where we're talking about mom guilt. So I really want to talk about this topic because for myself, it comes up a lot. And I know that for other moms that are my friends, it comes up a lot. And it also comes up a lot when you are pregnant and you're about to give birth because you start feeling guilty. That, you know, you haven't taken good care enough of your body, or you've been eating junk, and then what is a baby going to turn out to be like? And, you know, all these things come up that give you this crazy, crazy mom guilt. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And, you know, we're talking about my experience with mom guilt and kind of what I've heard from you guys. And the experience of my friends that have felt this mom guilt. So the one thing that I really want to share is no one is perfect, you know? So you can talk to like 100 different moms and they can give you all this advice about raising your tribe and all this stuff, but no one is perfect. Everyone is just trying their best and they just work hard, they play hard, and they just try their best. And that's all you can do. So I just want you to remember that no one is perfect. The other thing I really want you to remember is focus on now. Be present with your children. I honestly can say that I'm not present with my kids every day because I have a business as well, and I have a husband, and I have 10 million other things going on in my head. But, you know, when you remember that and then you just focus on the present moment is all that matters, because they really just need your undivided attention in that moment. And children are the best because they just forget what happened. You know, if they're little enough, they forget. So really just being present and focusing on that present moment. Number 3 that I find really helps me is remember your accomplishments. You know, remember all the good things that you have accomplished for your family. Remember what you've accomplished for yourself. Remember things that you have overcome and how far you came. For me, a huge, huge accomplishment has been Stella. You know, she was in the NICU for 118 days. And I know I don't talk about this subject too much because I have blogged about it in the past, but she's a huge accomplishment. She's taught me patience. I had to be in the hospital for 6 weeks prior with her, just laying in a bed. I couldn't do anything. Nothing. I just had to stay there. I couldn't take care of my other 2 kids. I couldn't take care of my household. You know, I'm like super anal when it comes to like cleaning and all that stuff, and I couldn't do any of that. And that's a huge accomplishment for me, because had she not come into our lives, I probably would be running at 1,000,000 miles an hour. And it took all of that, all of those hardships to really help me recognize to stop and really remember my accomplishments and celebrate them every day. So that's huge. Number 4 is something that I'm still working on. Patience. This is a really hard one. So not only patience with your kids, but be patient with yourself. You are growing every single day. You're learning every single day. Your kids turn a different age every year. So that's a different milestone. It's a different journey, so that you've never experienced before. And every child is different. So just remember to be patient with yourself and give yourself a break, you know? Number 5 is my favorite one, spouse time. I can say that Phil and I do take time to really reconnect with each other. We go on date nights, we go on vacations together. We really, really try really hard. There are times where we wait way too long to do that. So we need to really make a point to schedule it in. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, you shouldn't have to schedule in date night. You shouldn't have to do that. But you know what? Yeah, you freaking should. Because if you are busy and you've got 20 million things going on, the last thing you're going to think about is doing date night, but if you have it scheduled in your calendar as well as your spouse's calendar, number one, you have something to look forward to, and number two, you have it in there, so you have to commit to it and you have to do it. Even though you're tired, you just like get your clothes on, get your shit together, and just go out, go do something together. And you know, like for us not so seasoned moms with little kids, this time will pass. You know, our kids are going to grow up, they're going to be in school, and you'll have way more time to do all those things. But for now, you have to schedule the time in, you have to make time for each other, because it's important to reconnect. Because when you guys are connected, then the whole household is 100% connected, in my opinion. And number five is take a break. Take a break. Give yourself a break. When you feel anxious, when you feel overwhelmed, overworked, don't know what to do, take a break. That may look different for so many people, but for me, what a break looks like is, you know, going for a walk, or even just sitting down and watching my favorite show, which I don't have at the moment because I haven't had time to take a break. So that's just the truth. Or even, you know, working on things like this, working on my podcast is for me taking a break. You know, sometimes I record my freaking podcast in my car, and that's just enough of a break for me to just talk it out and, you know, just reconnect with myself. Another good way to taking breaks is reconnecting with your girlfriends. Make plans with your friends to just go for coffee, go for a drink, have some wine, go watch a movie. You know, things that we don't really get to do, plan for, and really, 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 really connect with yourself and take a break. So those are kind of my pointers on mom guilt, but I know that I struggle a lot with it because of work, and there are times where I am at work and I feel like I should be home because I have so much to do at home. There are times where I'm at home and I feel like I should be at work because I have so much to do at work. So finding a balance is definitely a challenge for me. But the best advice that I can give for mom guilt is take it one day at a time, because tomorrow's going to be a new day and you're going to start fresh. Just like I mentioned in my previous podcasts, it's just about taking the time to recognize when you need the time for yourself, and allowing yourself to give yourself time, give yourself permission to just be you. Thank you so much for listening to Glam Mom Social. Follow along on our Instagram account at Glam Mom Social and my personal account, The Mompreneur Journey.